On the show today, ideas about natural intelligence. So far, we've heard about plants that can count and dragonflies that intercept their prey in milliseconds. But what about our own natural intelligence? The one in our bodies.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling not so good.
That's our senior producer, Sanaz, and her daughter, Mina.
I feel a little nauseous, like there are pebbles or rocks in my stomach, and my head just occasionally it hurts.
Mina is homesick with a virus, and she doesn't want to do much of anything.
Right now, I'm sitting on the couch. I just want to watch a movie and, like, watch something on my iPad.
As we know, these symptoms are coming from Mina's immune system that is trying to fight off that virus. Leading the charge are molecules called cytokines.
They're basically like the chemical messengers of the immune system.
Keely Muscatel is a psychology and neuroscience professor at UNC Chapel Hill. That's where she studies the links between our physical and mental health. And she says these cytokines float around in our bloodstream looking for anything suspicious. And when they find something, they sound the alarm.
It's like, oh, there's a problem here. We need to do something to try to contain this. And it's trying to signal to other immune cells to come and, like, try to figure that out.
And that causes inflammation.
And that's what we tend to experience when we have, been infected with a virus or some sort of other pathogen, is that widespread systemic inflammation. Now, in doing this, cytokines cause the physical symptoms we commonly have when we're sick.
Keely Muscatel continues from the TED stage.
Things like fever and achiness and fatigue. So even though we usually think of those symptoms as being caused by a virus or a bacteria itself, they're actually caused by our own immune systems activating to try to eliminate the pathogen. But in addition to those physical symptoms, decades of research in both animals and humans clearly shows that cytokines also cause changes to our mood and to our social behavior. So inflammation in the body can signal to the brain to cause us to feel down, depressed, and even hopeless. Inflammation can also make us want to socially withdraw from other people, to avoid interacting with individuals in our social networks. So this research shows the powerful influence that the immune system can have on our mood and on our social behavior. Changes in inflammation in the body can signal to the brain to cause us to feel depressed and even lonely.
You know, earlier we heard from our colleague's daughter who was homesick.
Mm-hmm.
And she loves school, she loves sports, but she did not feel like doing anything that day. And that's exactly what you're describing.
Yep.
That when we are sick, it is actually our immune system saying, stay home. Yeah, it's okay that you're a little depressed. Just lie down.
Exactly. So your body is going to send signals to your brain that cause kind of a loss of joy or a loss of interest or pleasure in things that normally would bring you tons of joy, like going to school or, you know, whatever it is that makes you really happy. And the idea is that that's a really good thing, right? Because if you're sick, then you really should be staying home and letting your body recuperate and recover, letting your immune system do its job, and also kind of containing the possibility of spreading whatever you have to other people. While we can't know for sure why this happens, evolutionary theory provides some good food for thought. The fact is, revving up and running the immune system takes a lot of energy. Getting cytokines to swim through the bloodstream and send signals to immune cells takes calories. And what else takes calories? Pretty much everything.
especially things like going out and seeking pleasurable experiences, interacting with strangers, and just generally moving about the world. So the theory is that the immune system is telling the brain to feel depressed and to withdraw from socializing because it wants you to stay at home and rest. And if things that would normally sound fun just don't seem all that fun, and if interacting with other people seems exhausting and maybe even a little threatening, then we'll be less likely to do those things and more likely to stay at home and let our immune systems use our calories. But it turns out the influence of inflammation on our social lives isn't as simple as always making us feel more disconnected and socially withdrawn. One of the most important discoveries that we've made in this area of research recently is that inflammation might actually make us more motivated to seek some social interactions, specifically those with the people who we're closest to. So it's not that inflammation makes us less social across the board. It may just make us more motivated to seek interactions with people who could provide us with comfort or care, those who could be a shortcut to chicken soup.
This all feels incredibly intuitive, but it's also fascinating that there are evolutionary reasons why my body is making me feel this way when I don't feel well.
Totally.
Would it be fair to say, though, that our immune system is smart?
Yes, I think it is. I think it is smart. I think it evolved to do its job and do its job very well. And what I think is really interesting for humans is that it's also evolved in the context of having this brain that is able to ignore it. Mm-hmm. And there's kind of that push and pull there where I think the immune system sends those like appropriate signals to the brain, but we have this beautiful prefrontal cortex that can say, I hear you, immune system, but no, I'm not going to take these steps to help myself recover. And that's the cutting edge of being a human and having the brains that we do.
The brain can be the idiot no matter how smart the immune system is being.
Yeah, kind of. I kind of think that's true.
In a minute, Keely Muscatel explains what can happen when inflammation doesn't go away and becomes chronic. On the show today, natural intelligence. I'm Manoush Zomorodi, and you're listening to the TED Radio Hour from NPR. Stay with us. It's the TED Radio Hour from NPR. I'm Manoush Zomorodi. On the show today, ideas about natural intelligence. We were just talking to Keely Muscatel. She's a social psychoneuroimmunologist, which means
I study the relationship between the immune system and social behavior.
Keely says that over the years, research has shown that inflammation in our body affects our mood and our behavior. So we hear about inflammation, I feel like, all the time right now. Like, you know, the hot thing is to be on an anti-inflammatory diet and to eat blueberries and almonds rather than processed foods. But are we talking about a different kind of inflammation? And if you don't eat healthy, we think of that, you know, you're not consuming the right fuel to give you energy and maybe you do feel depressed. But are those different?
No, exact same process, same inflammation that you have in response to like an acute infection is part of what's contributing to chronic disease. And that is responsive to the types of things you put in your body, the amount of physical activity that you engage in, the amount of sleep you get. I'm a new mom. I've been chronically sleep deprived for the last 11 months. And it's been great. But also I often wonder, you know, how much of an impact is this sleep deprivation having on the levels of inflammation in my body, and how is that influencing, you know, my mood and my ability to think clearly and engage with others? So, yeah, it's not to say that these responses that the body has to the acute instances of sickness or infection or even stress are I think, adaptive. But if they play out over a long time course, that could be really tough for people. And I think especially in the face of chronic stress, it's sort of this spiral, right, where stress can cause inflammation, and then inflammation can signal the brain, you know, for people to maybe disconnect or withdraw, which can lead to more stress. You don't have the same support network that you had or that you need, and that can be a really tough cycle to break.
So it's not just a matter of, come on, go and get yourself out there. There's a lot more going on behind the scenes.
100%.
All right, so this baby that you've got, when they grow up and they're like, Mom, I don't feel well, I want to stay home, what will you say?
Oh my God, that's such a good question. I've thought about this a lot. I mean, because this is the other thing about human brains, right, is like can also be deceitful. And I guess I hope that little baby Archer doesn't want to just stay home to hang out with me and watch cartoons or whatever, but what I hope is that we can teach him that signals from our bodies are important to listen to. And the other thing this makes me think of is that I'm so fortunate to have a job and a position where I could stay home with him. I would be able to accommodate those signals. And I really feel for people who don't have that safety net and who might have to push their kids to go out and go to school even when they're not feeling well. So maybe Archer can also push for some broad scale society change in terms of giving people the sick time they need.
No pressure, Archer.
Yeah, exactly.
That's Keely Muscatel. She's a professor of psychology and neuroscience at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. You can see her full talk at TED.com. And many thanks to Mina Meshkinpour-Agdam, too.
Do you want hugs from Mommy?
And kisses.